Murder in Derbyshire. In these series of podcasts, I'm going to be telling you some of the fascinating murder stories that took place in Derbyshire. The last three people executed in Derbyshire County Jail in Vernon Street in Derby were all ex-soldiers from Chesterfield. But few murders in Derbyshire ever made the national newspapers, but there were two exceptions. The murder of PC Moss and the Wigwell Grange murder. These both made the front pages of most national newspapers. The men who committed these murders were both gentlemen and, although sentenced to death, got off with their lives. Gerald Mannering, who shot PC Moss in the lockup in Derby, was reprieved because he was a gentleman and drunk. George Victor Townley, who is the subject of this podcast, also avoided the death sentence. Not only, but especially because he was a gentleman, but also because they said that he was considered to be insane. Townley was born in 1838 and lived with his parents at Hendham Villa, Queen's Park, Manchester. His father was a prosperous merchant who despaired at his son's lack of interest in his business. Although George was a good musician and bilingual, he had a melancholy disposition and was very highly strung. In 1859, he became engaged to Miss Bessie Caroline Goodwin of Chester, who at the time just happened to be living with her grandfather, Captain Francis Goodwin, J.P. of Wigwell Grange, Wirksworth. The engagement continued on and off for about 4 years, and then in August 1863, Bessie wrote to George, breaking off the engagement for the last time. Bessie had met a young clergyman who had been staying with her grandfather at the Grange and had fallen in love. Townley was beside himself and wrote to Bessie imploring her to see him one final time, just to say their goodbyes. She wrote back forbidding him to come to Derbyshire, and he wrote back again and finally persuaded her to let him visit her. The following day, he caught a train to Derby and booked in at the Midland Hotel near the station. The next morning, he set off for Wirksworth, arriving at Wigwell Grange about 6 o'clock in the evening. He met Miss Goodwin and persuaded her to walk with him in the gardens. After about half an hour, Bessie's maid came to fetch her to read the newspaper to her grandfather, who was in his 80s. George asked her to meet him afterwards and say goodbye. She agreed, and they decided to go for a walk to Wigwell Lane End. Some argument must have occurred, and George plunged his pocket knife into Bessie's neck. She was found staggering along the road by farm labourer Reuben Conway, who was returning from Alfreton Market. George Townley was still standing in the road, watching, but he came up to Conway and helped him to carry Bessie back to the Grange. George kissed her and held her as she told the two men, "I'm going to die." She was dead before they reached the house, where they were greeted by her distraught grandfather, Captain Goodwin. He offered Townley a cup of tea while a doctor and the police were sent for. Townley confessed and was arrested and imprisoned in Wirksworth lockup. On the way there, he reportedly said to the policeman, "I shall be hanged for this." He was later transferred to Derby Jail in Vernon Street to await trial for murder. At the trial, the defence argued that Townley was insane. As proof, it was cited that 8 other members of his family were also mad, showing that insanity had run in the family for many years. A letter from Bessie to Townley's mother was also used in the defence, which stated, "If you have any bad news, I don't care about hearing it myself, so long as he is all right in body, for he will not be right in mind till he gets something to do." An eminent psychiatric doctor, Dr. Forbes Winslow, was hired by the Townley family. He stated that Townley believed there was a conspiracy against him, but although he could certify that Townley was insane at the trial, he could not definitely say that Townley was insane when he committed the murder. The surgeon at Derby Jail also considered him to be of unsound mind. Despite this, Townley was found guilty of willful murder and the death sentence was passed. The following day, the judge wrote to the Home Secretary stating that although, in his opinion, the conviction was correct, since medical practitioners had deposed that the prisoner was now insane, the propriety of his execution ought to be considered. Three lunacy commissioners were sent to examine Townley, as were five men from Derby, including the mayor, Thomas Rowe. They all declared him insane. As a result, the Home Secretary had little option but to send him to Bethlehem Royal Hospital, Bedlam. It's now the Imperial War Museum. Incidentally, he was one of the last criminals admitted to Bedlam, as from 1864, all criminal lunatics were transferred to Broadmoor. Townley had not actually been reprieved, but it did seem that because he was a gentleman and his family had money to pay for the services of an eminent doctor, he had managed to escape the gallows for the time being. The national press was outraged by this class distinction. The case was discussed in The Times, Telegraph, Spectator, Standard, The Lancet, and the British Medical Journal, and correspondence columns were filled with letters about the alleged injustice at Derby. Henry Bemrose, the printer, mayor and MP for Derby, was one of the jurymen, and he wrote that no case has ever excited equal interest. The trial was the chief topic of conversation in Derby and Derbyshire, and the subject of daily articles in the London and provincial newspapers. Townley was later examined, declared sane, and transferred to Pentonville Prison, with the death sentence commuted to life imprisonment. The public outcry eventually died down, and after only a year in prison, George Victor Townley threw himself off the balcony at Pentonville Prison, committing suicide. In 1864, Bemrose and Sons printed Ye Pilgrimage to Bedlam from Derby, a cartoon depicting those who had taken part in somehow obtaining Townley's reprieve. These included the Home Secretary, the clever local attorney, the magistrates and doctors who examined the prisoner, the barristers, the mad doctor and the jailer, all riding on donkeys from Derby to Bedlam. Justice was represented by a broken sword and scales. While I was running Derby Heritage Centre in St Peter's Churchyard in Derby, trying desperately to tell the story of Derby and Derbyshire, a gentleman came in with a small parcel under his arm, and he was a member of the Bemrose family. And it was when they were actually closing, unfortunately closing down Bemrose Printers in Derby. And he actually gave me an original copy of Ye Pilgrimage to Bedlam, which I actually have here. It's a shame this is a podcast that you can't see it, but I actually have a copy here, an original copy of it, dated 1864. There's a crossroads sign on it. It says to Bedlam and to Derby. At the other end of the procession is Derby Cathedral, St Alkmund's Church, the old shot tower. And then all these people depicted on it. This is ye Home Secretary. This is ye cute attorney. These are ye magistrates. These are ye doctors. These are ye barristers. This is ye mad doctor. These are ye parsons. And this is ye jailer. I've had this in my study for many years. It's never been on display. It's made me realise that I need to take it down and put it on display in Derby Jail, which, of course, at the moment, isn't open, but will be very soon. We open from 11:30 till 4 on Saturdays. It's a fascinating place to visit. And if you want to come and have a look sometime, when all this corona's over, it will be back open, of course, and you can come and see it. It's only £5 for a visit, for a trip round Derby Jail. So I hope you'll come and see us sometime.